Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by RemRise. Get your first week of RemRise for free when you sign up at GetRemRise.com/ghost. GetRemRise.com/ghost. Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. As we enter into another year of the podcast, I can't thank you enough for listening and hopefully your support. With more options than ever before for podcast listening, supporting this program and becoming an extra podcast person is more important than it ever has been in the past. And I always try and make it worth your while to be a supporter. For only $5 a month as an EPP, an extra podcast person, here's what you get. You get access to our bonus episodes, brand new ones every single week, more than 300 in the archive that you get with our best ghost stories. You get a free e-copy of our best-selling book, Real Ghost Stories, Haunting Encounters Told by Real People. You also get the audiobook version of it as well. In addition to that, you're going to get advanced episodes of our program released to you weeks before they go to the public, and they're commercial free. So if you're a big listener of the show, you want to cut the ads out, you want to cut this plea out as well, become an EPP, an extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. You're going to get all of that. On top of that, you also get access to our video archive of our episodes of Seeing Ghosts with new episodes coming in 2020. You get advanced ticket sale options when we go and do live shows so you can get seats before everybody else, and a whole lot of other extras throughout the year as a supporter of our program for only $5 a month. Please consider supporting the show. You guys spending that $5 a month as a whole is what keeps this alive. Without the support, we will not exist. So if you listen, if you've been an EPP in the past, please consider signing back up to be an extra podcast person and help this show survive. We love doing it, but we can only do it with your support. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. And thank you for your support. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, we often hear about near-death experiences, but what about death experiences? What makes a death experience much more terrifying than a near-death experience? Stick around to find out.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Then it is 855-853-4802. Is our phone number, Real Ghost Stories Online, to share your real ghost stories with us. Right on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you'd like to get access to all of those bonus materials, brand new bonus episodes every week, an archive of more than 300 of them, get access to our audiobook, a free e-copy of our best-selling book, Real Ghost Stories, Haunting Encounters Told by Real People, the video archive, advanced ticket sales, all that and more. Become an extra podcast person. You can do that at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories, and you get access to all that. That's what really keeps this show alive. So if you like the show, maybe you're an EPP years ago and you're back and you're doing your thing this year and you're like, I want to listen to the show again, please consider supporting it at patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Jenny Bruschi joining you once again.
How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm good.
Another fine day here in 2020. I like to pretend it is 2020 as this is airing, or if you're an EPP, it's not, because you may be listening to it in advance. I don't know. But that's the magic of doing anything in advance is the people outside still have their Christmas decorations up.
Mm-hmm.
Those buffoons.
Because it's not yet Christmas.
It's mid-January. By the time this airs. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. Let's go over to our first letter of the day. And it starts out, first off, love your show. I've become an EPP member while I was listening to one of your many episodes. I heard a man speak of Mr. Whitenhall, the Chateau Man. To start from the beginning, I had a death experience. I use the term death experience instead of near-death experience because I did die and then came back. Before you ask, no, I did not see Jesus or a white tunnel. I'm Jewish and we don't really believe in that. However, my experience did not reflect my religious beliefs, but that's a story for another time. However, this experience led to my fascination with the paranormal. I do believe Mr. White is a watcher. A watcher, according to the Book of Enoch, is an entity that is half elemental and half human, depending on the translation. Some will say half angel, half human. I've encountered watchers in the past. They usually refer to themselves as Serenity and Chaos. Both are essential for a typical experience. However, Chaos is known to go rogue every now and then and will find a person of interest. I'll add, Serenity and Chaos are not necessarily an individual entity, but more of a collective. Now back to Chaos. Chaos, just like his name, has a tendency to cause mischief, and he'll tell a person's fortune, but it's often negative with a dash of positive. Well, the watcher's position is merely to observe and report. Serenity and Chaos are typically the ones that do interfere. Serenity, from my experience and from what I've read, helps in spiritual growth or awareness. I can honestly go on about these two for hours, but for the sake of the story, I'll leave it at that. If you would like to know more, I'll write in. As for the shadow person, how I too have experienced a friendly shadow person. I was a child. I've just lost my twin brother. I don't know if you have anyone who's close to you that has been a twin, but when you lose a twin, a part of your soul is forever lost. My brother died when we were 5, and for the first time in my life, I was alone. Never been alone until that day. I remember one night that I could sleep. This is not uncommon for me, as I'm a natural night owl. So I got up out of my aunt's bed to go grab a glass of water. While I was walking down the hall, I felt eyes watching me. Not the eyes that were predatory, but more eyes of concern. As I went around the corner, I came across a huge shadow person by the grandfather clock. I blinked and rubbed my eyes, and he was still there. I stared at him, which seemed like forever, and then slowly he raised his hand as if to wave at me. He went to go scream, and he raised one finger up as to hush me, and then pointed to the wall. As I looked to the wall, I saw shadows dancing on the stairway. The best way to describe the shadows would be like a nightlight that moves and puts dancing characters on the wall. I looked back at him and he was sitting down to my level. I began to laugh. I wanted him to come play. He never said anything, but he was very expressive through his body language. I've always seemed to know what he was trying to say. As I grew up, he remained the same. However, when I was 12, I had lost my best friend, which happened to be my cat. That wasn't really accepted after I lived, mainly because of my ethnicity. I was half Spanish and half Egyptian and Jewish. In a very Mormon area, let's just say I didn't have many friends. However, my cat and my shadow person, who I affectionately called Marcus, were very dear to me. In about a depression, I encountered a secondary shadow person. This person was talking me into killing myself. just as I started to go with the shadow person's idea of ending my life because he had convinced me that if I died, I could be with my best friend again. Just as I was going downstairs to go find anything to assist me with my goal, my bedroom door slammed shut. It wasn't a breeze. It wasn't a cold snap. It just slammed shut. I turned my head and I saw Marcus. And Marcus ran into the closet. When he did, I heard the loudest popping noises that I've ever experienced in my life. And it wasn't only audio, but it was like climbing elevation. I don't know if you've experienced your ears popping when you go up to the mountains, but it was like that over and over again. Till all of a sudden, Marcus came out of the closet. He didn't look disheveled or anything, but he pointed to the bed as if I was in trouble. As I grew, Marcus tended to bring me sick and injured animals. I've always had a natural gift to tend to animals, and Marcus is a way of having them find their way to me. Now, as an adult, I can honestly say that I have nursed several cats, a raccoon, a crow that got injured in a hailstorm, and a mountain lion, and a deer that I affectionately called Little Girl, and turned out to be a buck. Before I get anyone concerned about the mountain lion, it does have a collar, and it is it's a no-poaching area. On a side note to my grandmother, threatened me with an inch of my life and said if I brought home a black bear, I was officially disowned and to stop bringing critters home. And now in my 30s, my mom will say that she sees a shadow following me. Perfect example, last week I was tucking my niece into bed and reading her a story, and I told my mom that I was going to head home. My mother's not very good at multitasking as much as she'd like to say. Otherwise, I ignored what I had stated. When I had gotten down the road, my mother called me and asked me if I would please grab her a tea from downstairs. Exasperated, I'd tell my mom that I was on the road heading back to my place. She then replied, "Odd, I could have sworn I just saw you walk in front of the doorway." This happened more than once. I could go on and on about Marcus. For time's sake, I will just leave it at that. Marcus is still here today. I'm now engaged to a fiance who's Filipino and has seen him too. He seems to come out of the closet from time to time. I still have the last cat that he brought me for the rescue. The kitty is a black long-haired Maine Coon. Ironic, I know. He's very vocal and often stares at the closet and will meow as if calling for Marcus. Anyway, that's one of the many stories. I do apologize for my grammar and typos, but I also have a black cat who's very needy and trying to put his nose and paws all over my phone as I write. Thank you for hearing my story.
I think it's really cool that the cat Marcus brings all these animals. Like, here, he'll help you. He's safe. You know, That's really kind of fun.
It's an interesting thing. It's like Marcus knew he needed needed some extra support in a very dark time, and then almost, you know, kind of provided some purpose, it seems, for them, for this individual, when they needed it most. And it was in the form of caring for these animals that needed care. And I think sometimes that may be, you know, the ticket to help kind of get somebody, rescue someone from a dark place. It's here's some purpose, here's something you can help, and then that seemed to help in this case, and still continues to to this day. Thank you for sharing that experience with us. All right, back to the ghost stories in just a moment. First, I want to thank our supporter today. It is REM Rise. If you have trouble falling asleep, listen up. This could be your solution. A lot of folks have that same problem. I have that problem. Some have trouble staying asleep. Some people have trouble with both. On average, people are getting less quality sleep than ever before. Yeah, but there is a solution here. Tracking sleep issues shouldn't feel impossible, but the reality of it is existing sleep aids that have been on the market, they aren't as effective, and they make you groggy in the morning. That's why there's REM Rise. I discovered them myself, and I absolutely love them. They send you a personalized packet of supplements that are going to help you fall asleep, stay asleep. It's all designed to your needs. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution. You take their personalized sleep quiz, and then they send you exactly what they think is going to help for your situation. REM Rise is a personalized sleep solution that uses natural plant-based formulas to help calm the mind, relax the body, and get your
circadian rhythm back on track for the better and a more restorative sleep. It's drug-free, no groggy side effects in the morning. That's what I love about it. All you do is go to GetRemRise.com/ghost. Take their free sleep quiz. I took the quiz myself, and it said peace of mind is the program that I should be on. And I'm telling you, it helps. RemRise comes with an awesome digital app. You can also use it to track your sleep progress, which is really kind of cool. You can look back and see how it all worked. It even gives guided meditation to help you get in the right mindset to fall asleep and to stay asleep. Do what I did. Check out RemRise today. It's R-E-M, Rise, today. Go to GetRemRise.com/ghost. Take their sleep quiz. And when you sign up, you'll get your first week of RemRise free. Just pay shipping. You won't find an offer like this anywhere else. So get your free week, your first free week of RemRise for free. When you sign up, go to GetRemRise.com/ghost. That's GetRemRise.com/ghost. GetRemRise.com/ghost. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. At Real Ghost Stories Online, the dog is sneezing.
He's a loud sneezer. Oh my gosh.
Bless you. I don't know if anyone can hear that, but that was like my dad.
That was a golden sneeze.
Did you ever hear my dad sneeze?
Mm-hmm.
It's,
yeah.
It's like a shout. It's almost like, I won't emulate it. No. But you know, as I get older, I sneeze louder too. I don't know what that is. When I was younger, I never understood that. I was always like, why is it that, you know, you sneeze so loud? But it's like, even if you try and sneeze quiet, it's kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find it difficult, or do you have the same...
To quietly sneeze?
Do you still have the same sneezing control that you had when you were like 10?
I think my sneeze is pretty much the same.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mine's getting older and worse.
Yeah.
I can't wait till it'll be horrible. It'll be like really crazy loud. 855-853-4802 is our number. Let's get another caller. Hi, let's hear your story.
In 2014, I was staying in a hotel in Santa Fe called La Fonda, which I found out later is a haunted hotel. I wouldn't have stayed there just because I think that kind of stuff is silly. Prior to this, I never once believed that ghosts are something that people can see. I always thought people were just making this stuff up or were having some sort of psychotic breakdown or something. We went to sleep in our room across the hall from the hotel elevators. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, maybe 3:30, I heard something in the bathroom in the hotel. So I couldn't see into the bathroom from the bed. So I sat up and I saw a shadow on the wall. So whatever was in the bathroom was causing a shadow. And I looked over, and my wife is in bed and my daughter was in the bed next to us. So it was none of us. And immediately I thought, okay, the cleaning crew must be here. I guess they get started early out here. So I said, hello. And no one answered. And I said, is someone in there? And no one answered, but I could still see this shadow on the wall moving. So I got up and turned the corner, still thinking that I was going to find the hotel housekeeper in there. And right before I turned to look into the bathroom, I hear things falling off the counter. So when I walked in and I could see, you know, toothbrushes, toothpaste, little cups that come in your, you know, that are there in the hotel. Everything had been cleared off the counter and they were on the floor and they were still sort of rolling around like they'd just fallen. But there was no one in the bathroom. And I thought, okay, well, maybe they have earthquakes here and I didn't feel it or something like that. And it just didn't make sense. But when I turned around to leave the bathroom, the shadow that was on the wall was still there moving in the same way that it was. And so I thought, well, okay, maybe that's me somehow. And I walked out of the bathroom and it's hard to explain this, but about 4 feet in front of me where I initially saw the shadow, it continued to be in front of me. So it was as if I had a blockage from my vision. So when as I was walking, the shadow was no longer on the wall. It was just sort of there. I didn't think it looked like a person. I didn't think it looked like, like a Scooby-Doo, go ghost or anything. It wasn't super scary, but it was, I guess I would refer to it as it looked like a smoke, like a thick smoke with ash in it, something like that. And the moon was bright that night, so it was shining, the moonlight was shining in through our window, and so I could see everything in the room, and then this shadow, smoky sort of thing was in there as well. And so as I backed up, it backed up with, staying about 4 feet away from me. And I'd said to it, I said, leave me alone. And I went and sat down on the bed trying to figure out what to do. And this thing is still in front of me. So I just sat there for a while and I said, you need to leave. If you're some sort of a ghost, I don't want you in here. And I didn't see it anymore. So I sat up in bed after that. I certainly wasn't going to go back to sleep. I didn't wake up my wife or my kid because I figured that this would scare them. So I just sat there. And just a few minutes later, I hear heavy breathing in my room. And it sounded like labored breathing, like somebody who had climbed a mountain and couldn't get enough oxygen. So they're breathing really deeply in and out. And I was listening and I thought, okay, this must be someone in another room. So I went out into the hallway to listen to the neighbor's room. There, it was perfectly silent. Went back into my room. There's no noise. I hear no breathing. There's no smoky, shadowy blob thing. So I thought, okay, whatever it was is gone. I'm awfully tired. So it probably was just my imagination. So I sat there. I decided not to sleep, just in case. And then here comes that breathing again. What in the world is going on here? So I said, if there's somebody in the room with me, just please leave us alone. Don't mess with the kid. And that's when I looked over at my daughter, and no joke, she's breathing. And you can actually see like fog from like a cold day coming out of her mouth. It was not like a genie in a bottle, like crazy. It's just, you can see that it was cold air there. And now I'm starting to think of the movie The Sixth Sense. Like, okay, this is really creepy stuff here. Maybe I should wake them up. But I still couldn't get over the idea of how terrified they would be. And then I hear the maintenance closet next to the room. I hear the maintenance man, his keys are rattling, and he's sort of shuffling around in there. It was about 5 o'clock by this time, and I figured, okay, I guess everybody's going to get up and around now. So that's the maintenance guy next door. No big deal. So I was sitting there, and it never did leave. It just kept this heavy breathing. The fog that was coming out of my daughter's breath, that continued. As a matter of fact, the inside of my window frosted. Because she was near the window, it actually ended up frosting over in there. And at first light, around 6:15, I got up and I went down to the manager's office, not office, but the bell station. And I told him, I said, hey, and I explained the whole story to him. And his eyes lit up. He's like, oh, this is exciting. I said, this isn't exciting. This is insane. And then I asked him, I said, by the way, why is your maintenance man coming in here at 5:30 in the morning making all this noise in the maintenance closet? And he said, there's no maintenance closet there. And I checked it later. Actually, that was just an open hallway and there was nothing there. So they explained to me that people oftentimes in that room hear chains rattling and that they had never heard anybody who had seen what he very excitedly called a shadow person or whatever, and he was eating this story up, and I was really angry. We ended up leaving that day. We were supposed to be there for two more days, but the thing is, I didn't want to see a ghost. I'm not a ghost CE person. I don't believe like that. But now, after that experience, I absolutely know for sure that there are things out there like this, and I thought that I'd share the story because this is exactly what happened to me. Hope you enjoyed.
It's so funny when you tell somebody at the hotel and they know it's a haunted hotel and they work there and they're like, this is great, you know? And then I think they lose touch with the people that are staying or that just mm-hmm. want to have a place to rest.
Yeah.
You know, that just are like, I don't want to deal with this, you know?
It's an interesting thing when you have that going on where they're kind of taking that approach to it. Mm-hmm. And I can see why it'd be frustrating as heck.
Yeah.
As the patron that's going in there and you want, you know, some recognition of, hey, this kind of thing happened, when you know, like, they probably know more than they're willing to share.
Mm-hmm.
And that probably happens quite often. That's got to be frustrating if you're a hotel employee and you have, you know, the place is haunted. You're constantly getting guests asking you that question or reporting things, but the hotel like has a strict policy against it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you want to talk more, but you can't.
Yeah.
That I think would be one of the worst things. Thanks for sharing. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to this caller and hear a ghost story. Hi.
Hi, guys. My name is Heather. I live in New York, Long Island, New York, to be exact. The story takes place when I was about, I'm guessing it started when I was about 15. So I had a doll case in my room, like, you know, like the big wooden ones with the glass fronts and the shelves inside that don't quite come up to the glass of the door. So in the doll case were my grandmother's dolls, my great-grandmother's dolls, my mom's dolls. And then as I became old enough, I started getting little dolls to put in there. Now, it had a skeleton key, which my mom kept hidden, rightfully so, because all I ever wanted to do was touch these dolls. And some of them were really fancy. So when I was about 15, I'm guessing, I'm thinking it's about 15, I found the skeleton key to this doll case. And I went in there and I touched everything. Oh, it was so pretty. I love touching them. Okay. So I played with every single one of them, put them all back exactly where they were, and then hid the key in my room. Foolish? Yes, maybe. But I wanted to be able to touch them when I wanted to touch them. So I hid it in my room. And as kids do, I forgot about it. The thrill was gone. I had already done it. So moved on with my life. Now, the doll case, the sun used to catch it in the morning, and when I sat on the end of my bed getting ready for school, I used to adjust my scrunchy socks and look at the reflection in the glass to make sure that my scrunchy socks were even and I looked cute for school. So one night I'm sleeping, and I hear just a thump. Now, I was always that kid that was afraid of everything with no good reason. I didn't have a light switch in my room. The switch for my room was on the outside of my door. So I used to turn off the light every night, run to my bed, and jump into it because the thing under the bed. So this night I hear this thump, and it's in my room. I don't know what it is, but it terrified me, and I remember being awake under the covers, covered completely, afraid until I fell asleep, eventually just from exhaustion of trying to keep my eyes open and listen for any other sound. In the morning, I'm doing my scrunchy socks and I see what the sound was. One of the dolls, it's a mother doll, imagine it. It's a mother doll, porcelain, real hair, real fancy little satin dress, holding a baby doll that's in a christening gown. And the mother and the baby are both at the bottom of the display case, face down. And now all I'm thinking is, I'm going to get in so much trouble. Now, I don't know how much time had elapsed from the time that I opened that case to the time that this was. Months. Had to be months. Definitely more than five. So I searched everywhere for the key. I didn't have long to search, but I searched everywhere that I thought I would put that key, and I couldn't find it. So I assumed maybe my mom had taken it back, found it when she came to check if my room was clean one day, or that I have two brothers, maybe they're messing with me. So after school, I find my brothers and I ask them, did they mess with the doll case? And of course, they both give me the no. And I tried to bribe them / beat them up to get the answer out of them, but legitimately. So now I was back to, my mom must have the key. And I don't really want to ask her because then I'm going to have to admit that I stole that key. And so far, it never had been brought up. Either way, I go to bed. This goes like a couple of nights, and I don't think much of it after that. I lose kind of interest in the whole thing again. Nobody's noticing. Nobody's yelling at me. So therefore, it happened, whatever. Until I hear that sound again in the middle of the night, and I'm too afraid to get out of bed, but I know what it is. And now I'm like, another doll must have fallen. But in the morning, I forget about it. It happened at night. I kind of knew what it was. The next time I looked in the doll case was perhaps a couple of days later. The mother and the baby doll are both back up on the shelf. So I'm now assuming my mom has the key. So I go look back in hiding places. Can't find it. Now I just want the key back, just to say that I know that the key was found. Over the next 3 or 4 months, this keeps happening. I keep hearing the sound, and now I'm getting braver. And as soon as the sound happens, I get up and I look and I see what is going on in the case. The mother doll falls over and the baby doll was on the shelf. Now, I don't know how this happens, because it is literally, I hear the sound and I go look, and there it is. So nobody was in there. Nobody touched it. But still, I want to know where the key is. I start looking for the key. I finally ask my mom if she has the key, if she knows anything about what's going on in the case. And my mother said to me, you took that key a long time ago, and I let you. And so help me God, if you lost that key, there's going to be hell to pay. Those are very expensive dolls in that case. Well, okay. This keeps going on. Every time I hear a sound, something different has happened, and only with this one doll. The mother is on the floor face down, the baby's on the shelf. The next time, the baby's on the floor face down and the mother's on the shelf. The last time, just the baby doll was on the floor face down. I stopped looking in the case. When I heard the sound at night, I ignored it. It wasn't coming out of the case to do anything to me. I had to be okay with that because I didn't have a choice. When I was about 16, my dad said for my birthday, I could have my room painted any color that I wanted. So I picked this obnoxious pink color, and it made him angry that he would have to look at it painting the walls that color. So he said to me, you're responsible for cleaning everything in here, like the windowsills and the radiator covers and over the door frames. You do that, and then we'll cover the furniture and I'll paint. I said, okay. I stood on the radiator, which is in front of my window, and it had like a wooden radiator cover over it. I stood on it to clean the window top. And as I started to put my hand up, I suddenly knew what I had done almost a year ago with that key. I had stood on my radiator and put it up top where I knew nobody would find it, including myself, actually. So when I got on the radiator, I looked, and there it's sitting there under about 2 inches of dust. Untouched. No fingerprints around it. I took the key. I put it back downstairs where I found it. And I wanted no part of that doll case ever again. When I got married at 22, my mother said to me, well, now you're married. You're in house now. Why don't you take the doll case? You know, it's by right yours, and for you and your future daughter. I told her, no way. Absolutely not. I wanted no part of it. I told her I thought it was safer at her house. P.S. I'm 34. I was 34 years old. And I divorced from my husband at this point, living in an apartment, and I drive home one night, and on my outside door under my parking garage is hanging a plastic bag. And in the plastic bag, as my headlights catch it when I pulled in at night, are all of these dolls. Literally, tears were coming out of my eyes, but I wasn't actually crying. I was just terrified until I realized my mother probably put them there. And of course, when I talked to her, she had. But guess who wasn't in the bag? That's right. The baby doll and mother doll set were not there. And to this day, we don't know where they are. My mother swears she put them in the bag. They were not in that bag. Either way, all of those dolls went into a storage unit and have not been heard from again. Wanted no part of them. That's my story.
Did they escape?
I think they ran away. I think they were trying to get away the whole time.
That's just... I wasn't expecting that twist in the story.
Mm-mm.
The dolls being there, great, now you get the dolls. But then for them to not be there, what is that when you have something like that? It's not the doll itself that, you know, the doll doesn't have a mind, but is something using it as a vessel and it can't get out of that vessel?
That or whoever owned the doll is trying to get it back. Like if it was the great-grandmother or the grandmother.
I see what you're saying. I never thought of it that way.
Maybe that's what's going on.
You almost always think like, oh, it's something that's trapped inside. I never really think of it as that, where it's like, oh, it's just someone's toy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's manipulating it, is the person who used to play with it.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it a little less scary.
Still, some ghostly grandmother ran off with her toys.
Not that you want to, you know, experience that.
No. Yeah.
That was a good story. Thank you for sharing that one with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your experiences with us. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. And EPP, go to ghostpodcast.com. Sign up for that. Or patreon.com/realghoststories and get all the extras for only $5 a month. Until next time, for Jenny, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.